Good morning. Welcome in. Upon Further Review is here. It's on the air, number 2000.
300.
Yes. Ryan, you did, Ryan did the hardest part. Now, Trevor, you got to do the easiest one.
No, I don't know if that's that might be the hardest part. 29.
No.
Was I even in the ballpark?
I suppose. 2,324.
Okay, so I can live with
these
that.
These numbers are sent to you guys daily, yeah. By the way.
I don't read them.
Okay. At least we're honest. Coming up on today's show, college basketball preview number 41, Pete Janney from?
A website.
Buck Grove.
A website.
He is from a website. Ivy Hoops Online. He's talking the Ivy League team that made the NCAA tournament last year.
Who was that?
Wasn't Dartmouth.
Princeton.
Wasn't Harvard. Wasn't Princeton.
Yale.
Wasn't
Yale.
Brown. It was Yale.
I'd say.
Pete Janney. Also talking about Ivy League as a whole. NBA previews 25 and 26. Dallas Mavericks. Grant Afseth from the Dallas Hoops Journal. And Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer talking about the...
Eagles?
Yes, the Eagles.
Oh.
For the NBA preview.
76ers. Our latest Jim Hughes Real Estate KMA Land Athletes of the Week are Ryan.
Stella Largent.
Yes.
From ACGC.
Yes.
And then a male from KMA Land.
Right. He has a good first name.
Tommy?
Nope.
Timmy?
Nope.
Torno?
Nope.
Jimmy?
Nope.
Ricky?
Trev?
Derek Tonges from
Ashland
Greenwood.
Also, the volleyball tournament trail is here. Blog number one is up, KMALand.com. Got some full rundown of every single matchup involved tonight. 23 total matchups, 41 KMA Land teams in action this evening.
Going to be a fun night.
Yeah, thank you. Football power rankings are up. Trev, what do you got to say about it?
There are no new teams in the power rankings. A little bit of movement. ACGC and Trainer had been tied at number two for like the last two or three weeks. Now
we got a Southeast Warren vote for small class, 11 player, right?
Yes, the Southeast Warren Eagles.
All right. Also, East Atchison volleyball coach.
Madison Heggie.
Yeah, you know her. Lily Delperdang as well from?
Sergeant Bluff Luton.
She's going to play a sport at the next level. And which sport is it, Ryan?
Oh, that sounds to me like softball.
Correct. For?
Morningside.
Because this guy already recorded the 6:15 for next Monday.
Yes.
We're adding a 6:15 sports
yes.
cast.
Okay. Barrett Brandt.
News to me.
Barrett Brandt as well. He's an alum of?
Syracuse.
And he is doing a sport at the next level?
Football.
No.
How about wrestling?
Yeah, for?
Concordia.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
He actually already broke their pins record, and now Josh Watts is coming in and said, slow it down. We want technique. I remember when Turner used to just pin everybody, and then they're like, nah, you gotta do it this way. And now I think he's worse. Anyway, KMA Land football previews as well at 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way for 24 consecutive hours, and then we still have another 100 previews to do. Ryan, thanks for adding on this week and helping us out a little extra.
That's what I'm here for.
You bet. Our previews today. Trevor, do you know him?
I don't remember the times, but I know I have Brock Hinkle of Madrid.
Actually, I found. Okay. No, I didn't. Yeah, I got it. Dustin Crook at noon.
Yes.
Woodbine head coach. Madrid football coach.
Brock Hinkle
at one. IKM Manning football coach. Corey McCarville at two. Trainer football coach. Jeff Casey at three. Van Meter football coach. Eric Trudeau at four. Lord Central Catholic football coach Rick Nordhuis at 5.
It's a great day.
ESPN used to have 24 hours of college basketball. We've got 24 hours of football previews.
We should just do that. Just post one every hour on the hour.
Fine with me.
I mean, there's like, there were a lot more. Well, we added the WCAC this year, and so we added some more teams to the
playoffs.
Yes,
and I think like every WCAC team made the playoffs almost.
Seems like it. Ogden, Woodward, Granger, Van Meter, Interstate 35.
Pleasantville, Madrid. ACGC.
Earlham made it.
Yeah. Des Moines Christian will make
it. Yeah, well, probably. Yeah. I think the only two that didn't off the top of my head, West Central Valley and Panorama are the only two. And like West Central Valley wasn't too far off.
West Central Valley plays this week.
So yes.
They play Clark.
Yes, they do.
All right, the volleyball tournament trail is here, guys. Are you ready? Are you jazzed? Are you warmed up? Is your voice a top, tip-top condition?
My voice is ready to go.
Yeah, perfect. You sound great. You'll have Underwood Southwest Valley. That one just calls itself, really.
I think that's going to be a fun matchup.
I might let it just say. Let's listen to the volleyball.
I'm going to say it goes 5.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. We won't even – Matheny's voice will be protruding out of his neck.
That's better than what orifice I usually talk out of.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, so just looking at tonight's matchups, stop me when you think it'll go five sets, all right? Ready? Weave at Coon Rapids Bayard. Storm Lake St. Mary's at Glidden Ralston. Peyton Chardin at Newell Fonda. Twin Cedars at North Mahaska. Anyone has that's a possibility. Lamoni at Bedford. They went five last year, Trev.
They went three last year.
Okay, never mind.
And they went two earlier this year.
That's right. Hamburg at Fremont Mills. No. Essex at Mount Air. Boyer Valley at IK and Manny.
Stop!
Yeah, I think that one.
I don't think it goes
five. Could go five.
It could. I mean, but the loser of this team is there's going to be better. There's going to be worse teams that are playing later this week. Lennox at Mormon Trail.
I think that one could be a sneaky game.
Could be. Diagonal at Stanton. East Union at Murray.
Possibly.
Maybe.
I think that at least goes four.
Yeah. Cam at Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton could.
Could.
Although Exira EHK is kind of, other than Coon Rapids Bayard, they've just kind of been sweeping everybody. Heartland Christian at Audubon. Griswold at Woodbine. Ryan, are you mad you're not going to Woodbine?
Yeah.
1A, Region 8, Melcher Dallas at Ankeny Christian could go. No. All right. Seymour at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Malton Udell at Southeast Warren. Southeast Warren's played 42 matches this year.
Well, like 29 of them were before like September 20th, and then their schedule cooled off a little bit.
I like it. I like it. Why not get out there and play some dang volleyball?
Play a bunch of matches until like the week before the final rankings of the pairing, and then don't play like anything after that.
Well, I would play nothing before the rankings, before the regionals are out. And then play a bunch of tough games so that doesn't affect anyone,
or,
really.
Or, like, if I did Saturday tournaments, I would, like, the third week of September, I'd be like, all right, I'm done with Saturday tournaments for a couple weeks now because those are going to matter when it comes to the rankings, and I don't want them to hurt me.
Yeah, just play a bunch of bad teams, go undefeated, get ranked, because losses mean bad.
Yeah.
You must go down.
That's how we do it with the football rankings.
You guys suck. Yeah. It's a collective whole. I mean, I'm just... From what I've been hearing, I don't know. I have a source within the rankings committee that's been telling me some of the things that these ding-dongs have been saying. What do you got over there?
Who's that source?
Loun. Timmy Loun. He's been telling me some good things. Like
I probably shouldn't have opened that door. I'm probably going to very much regret.
This door to us or to...
This door to...
That we're talking
about.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do an open... Yeah. You know, any more than once every couple months. Anyway,
Let's just say I have made it very clear my thoughts on the ranking. So
it's good.
Yes,
Wayne Emery. I was just kidding around. You guys don't suck. You're all right. You're doing okay.
We did have an unranked state champion a few years ago.
Yeah, it happens.
That also, I will argue,
they
like
cheated.
They just went on a great run.
But they lost.
They
team.
Did.
They lost to a team.
And like, look at the rankings that year. I don't know who you would put them in over as the season was going on.
Well, any of them, because they beat all of them.
Ultimately, yeah. But like it's not like they steamrolled.
Waco hung with them for a half, so.
It's not like they steamrolled everybody either. Like their postseason path, they beat like.
But did you watch them play?
I probably hadn't that year. Their postseason path, they beat like number 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7 by like a touchdown each.
So you should have had them ranked ahead.
We should have had them probably at 10, but we didn't.
You want to know the 1A basketball committee? Anybody would ever ask me, have you seen them play? My answer is no on all of it. My part of it is not watching them play.
I mean, I'm not like, I know there
I
are
don't
some.
Think it is anyway. Mine is like analyzing.
Yeah,
every that's, result.
That's where I'm at. Like,
go ahead, go watch them play. Okay, what the hell does? Who am I? I'm a broadcaster.
There are people on the committee. I'm sure you can attest to this too with basketball, where they're former coaches. So like, it's easier for them to watch film.
Yes. They got nothing going on.
Like what? Like, I watch maybe a little bit if I come across it or whatever. But I'm not like sitting down, hunkered down. For a weekend going, okay, got to watch Edgewood Colesburg film for the whole weekend.
Edco.
Yes.
You 6 years ago would have done that.
Maybe. Yes. Not now.
Would you have 6 years ago?
I would have had more time 6 years ago.
Would you? Huh. But would you have still done it?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. What do we gain out of that?
I don't know.
Logan Magnoli at NVAOCOU tonight. I thought maybe we could move that to the Panther Dome. Actually, move all of them, put 23 consecutive games, and we'll broadcast all of those games.
Fine
with
me.
You good?
Yeah.
Can you do the first 17?
Yeah. By about the second one, I don't think you'll be able to hear a word that I say.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
The in-laws would get really hungry.
What if we did like a 23 straight games? You know, somebody does the first four, then another four, then another four, then you just keep swapping out. Okay?
That'd be great.
Madrid, you guys know what it's like to swap, right?
Yes.
Madrid at Colfax Mingo.
I think they played this weekend. Or maybe they were at the same tournament. Maybe they didn't play.
I don't think they played. Unless it wasn't updated in Bound.
I might be thinking of AC. I might be getting ACGC and Madrid confused.
Those are two very confusing.
Yes. They did play. Madrid beat them in three.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Then this is. That was not in there yesterday, and this is inaccurate. Sad. It is hard to get ACGC and Madrid mixed up, though, because the ACGC coach, I don't know if you know this, went to Madrid.
Did not know that.
Okay. Football coach, that is. Yes. Nottoway Valley at West Central Valley. I think this is a good one. I think that's a good chance. At West Central Valley. Did I do a regional final there, or where was that game?
I think you did. It was like Underwood Van Meter or something.
Was that at West Central Valley?
I think so.
That's what I thought. You also got Central Decatur at Pleasantville tonight. Matchup of the old Pride of Iowa Conference foes. When's the last time those two teams met, Ryan?
Oh... couple weeks ago.
2017.
That's close.
Underwood at Southwest Valley.
To me, 2017 is a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. This is the first time those two teams have met, right?
I know.
It says right here that you're trudging that way this evening.
That is a fair verb to describe what I will be doing.
That's what I like, trudging. He's going to be trudging over there. Hey, the weekend that was, the Raiders had a good game. Ryan, what is going on with... Does Pete Carroll even give a dang?
No.
What are they doing out there?
I mean, he's like 93 years
old. You got linebackers covering Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Did anybody cover Rashee Rice?
No.
It's
Not that I know of anyone.
They've gotten worse than they were under Antonio Pierce.
Which is crazy.
And they've regressed as the season has gone on. It's unbelievable.
You think Pete just was like, I gotta prove that I'm better than what the Seahawks thought at the end. And then he got in and he's like, no.
There really seems to be a disconnect between what Pete is envisioning is going to happen. Like, what the Raiders needed when Pete came in, right, was
gum chewer.
A full-scale rebuild, right? You need to strip it down.
He didn't seem like the kind of
guy. You
didn't
inherit a roster that had literally any talent. You had Max Crosby and Brock
Bowers.
Who
is getting older.
And gets hurt a lot now.
He needs to stay healthy so they can trade him.
That'd be nice.
He's not going to get traded, I don't think, but somebody on their roster is.
Marcus Mariota?
He's not on the roster.
But he's on the Commanders now.
Yeah, no. Jacoby Myers probably getting traded.
Gary Sharp said today that the Chiefs' next game is against RG3 and the Commanders.
Yeah. I thought it was Mark Rippon.
What the hell's going on here?
Joe Theismann?
I got an interview with Gary here in a little bit. Should I ask him about that?
No.
No.
Ask me about Chris Baird.
But.
Or Kellen DeBoer.
Pete Carroll wants to win now.
Great guy.
Like he said, yeah, we're going to
win
now.
He's old. Yeah, I mean, old is he?
74. Yeah.
They had Jackson Powers Johnson, who was
a
really good center last year, said, we're going to move him to guard. He's not playing well. Maybe because you put him in a position he doesn't play.
That was a good draft pick when they drafted him.
Hey, you know who the O-line coach is, by the way?
Donovan Raiola Sr.?
It's Pete's son.
Steve Belichick?
Brendan.
Oh,
I mean, there was a play.
Brendan!
There was a play yesterday where
the
Chris Jones
kid Brendan
basically used Jackson Powers Johnson to sack Geno Smith himself.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe Kenny Pickett was in the game
at
that time.
It's going great.
But
I'm having fun.
Don't
they,
name your kid
they threw a pass. The Raiders threw a pass. By the way, they only ran 30 plays in that game.
Yeah, which is 30, like a record
30
low.
Total plays.
Second.
Yeah, I sent a tweet about it.
They threw a pass in the first quarter to somebody, the Raiders did, and I said, who the hell is that guy?
Who was it?
Somebody named Runyon. I thought it was John
Runyon. Oh, yeah. Like a tight end, right?
Yeah. He's like their eighth string tight end off the practice squad.
I said this.
I was like, who the hell is this
guy?
What
Runyon, I just came to my mind.
I said.
But they just threw it to him in the flat. I was like, huh.
I said the same thing. I was like, I've never seen that guy in my life.
Well.
30 plays. 30
holes. It was a good weekend for football for you, right?
Yeah. I had a great weekend. Friday started off with a bang.
OK. K-Mate Sports Hall of Fame was great, though, right?
Fantastic.
It was the greatest Hall of Fame ceremony in the history.
Yes, under summer 2 hours, thing.
Right, yeah.
Afternoon, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Might even move it up.
Fine. 9 a.m.
Breakfast with the legends.
Yeah. Hey, once like
I was thinking, like the 3 o'clock was like, okay, you're good for lunch, you're good for dinner when you're, and then by the time you're done, you're like, okay, we can probably eat here. I think now.
Like 1 p.m. would be nice.
We're trying to help out the restaurants of Shenandoah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I almost was like going to drop some names out there where they, people could go eat, but they didn't pay for that, so I did not.
We could get them to pay for that.
We could. You think if we call them?
Yeah.
You know who we could call is Rick Tampico.
I don't think I'd do that. We are on one today.
Yeah. Well, we only get to do this once every couple of months, yeah. So we might as well get after it. You guys excited for the doubleheader of NFL tonight?
No, I'm going to be doing
I don't even remember who it is.
Well, good news, Ryan. There's a 9 p.m. start.
Yeah, well, my five-setter might still be going at 9 p.m.
Seahawks somebody?
Texans Seahawks.
And
Bucks Lions.
Yeah, Bucks Lions.
That'd be a good one.
That could be fun. It
starts a little too early for my
6 p.m.
It's like...
Yeah.
There's homework time that needs to be handled, and then...
You working on your master's? You got a lot of homework?
Although tonight is not good because we have a junior high game. Homework doesn't start till 8. Then
they should have played that junior high game when it was originally scheduled.
They should have.
Too rainy.
But everybody's a little scared of raindrops, I guess.
I've never heard of a football game getting...
Well, I think there was supposed to be maybe some storms.
Oh, no.
Potentially. Mariners at Blue Jays tonight. Game 7 of the ALCS. The winner moves on to the World Series. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. continues to have the star shine. Will he do that tonight?
I think the Blue Jays win it.
Okay.
Alejandro Kirk will shine tonight.
George Kirby against Shane Bieber to start the game. But I think he's been salivating for the opportunity to get back what a horrible performance he put together in game 3. And so I think it'll be a good pitcher's duel, come down to the final last innings.
Hope
and
you're
I'm
right.
gonna take the Canadian team.
Whoever wins.
Because if you don't like it, move.
Yeah. Love it or leave it.
Yeah.
Whoever wins tonight will definitely have my rooting interests in the World Series.
Oh God.
I mean, and
of all America,
and probably everybody that's not a Dodgers fan.
Good Lord. I mean, what? They're just
but
not a fun team.
ESPN hates the Dodgers.
They do? Okay. Did you know that the No King, did you guys go to the No Kings rally this weekend?
I did not. Didn't make it.
I was at a Hall of Fame ceremony.
Did you know that I've been celebrating No Kings since 1776?
It's in the Constitution.
What a bunch of morons. Not the No Kings rally, guys, but people that are just arguing against everything. Everybody's got to have a negative take on everything, don't they? Isn't part of the Constitution that you can protest?
The only thing I care about with the Constitution is the Second Amendment.
Yeah. Is that why you got that gun poking out of your pants?
I'm just happy to see you.
Okay. Anything else, Ryan?
I'm good.
All right, stay tuned. More up on Further Review on the way.